One of the most difficult tasks in rearing children is washing them as often as possible.
其中一樣照顧小朋友最難嘅工作咧，就係要同佢哋沖涼。
Especially washing the hair is always a problem for younger children.
尤其是同好細嘅小朋友去洗頭係最難嘅。
Thanks to the new invention of the mild shampoo for kids, it is much better in these days, but it has not been easy at all.
雖然依家有一啲好溫和嘅洗頭水可以俾小孩子用，但係都唔容易嘅。
For example, they would sit and lay back in the bathtub while we put shampoo on their hair.
我哋有時咧就叫小朋友坐喺個沖涼缸裏邊，挨低身向後望，咁就嗌佢哋咧可以將啲洗頭水放喺佢頭度。
But when we poured out on the water after making lather, they would sit up and tip their head down so that shampoo runs into their eyes.
但係當啲洗頭水整咗落去頭髮之後咧，佢會坐起身，跟住將頭耷低，咁啲洗頭水又會整落去眼裏邊。
It surely caused them pain and crying.
咁就會攔眼啦，跟住佢哋就喊啦。
Parents already explained what will happen then.
爸爸媽媽已經同佢哋講咗噶啦。
If you just stay relaxed and look straight up, you could avoid getting the shampoo into your eyes.
如果你放鬆坐低，挨後身望住上邊，你咧就唔會整到眼啦。
They would agree. Then, as soon as we start to rinse their head, their fear would overcome their trust, and they would sit up and look down again.
佢哋都聽話嘅喎，照做。但係當你喺水度沖佢頭嘅時候咧，佢又會好驚咁樣咧坐翻起身，然後咧個頭耷低，咁跟住咧啲洗頭水又入翻眼裏邊。
So naturally, the shampoo would run into their face again, and there would be more tears and more crying, and then there would be another stage of wrestling.
咁當然啦，啲洗頭水會整到佢眼睛，佢又會攔眼，跟住又痛又會喊，咁又再另外一輪嘅同佢哋搏鬥。
Yes, we tried to convince them to trust us, but it takes a long time and many trials.
係啊，爸爸媽媽成日都嗌佢哋咧要信任父母，但係咧好多時候需要好長嘅時間要佢哋去經歷去信任父母。
I think this situation is very much like our relationship with God.
我諗呢個情況就好似我哋同神嘅關係一樣。
We know God is our Father, and we are all sure that God loves us.
我哋知道上帝係我哋嘅天父，佢永遠都愛我哋。
We think that we trust God, but sometimes in a difficult situations, we become panic and turn our eyes away from God.
我哋相信我哋愛神，我哋信佢，但係當我哋遇到困難嘅時候，我哋就將我哋嘅眼睛望去其他地方，唔望向神。
Of course, this certainly never solves the problem.
咁梗係啦，呢個係解決唔到問題嘅。
We just become more afraid as the shampoo blind children.
我哋只會變得更加惶恐，就好似啲小朋友嘅洗頭水眼入咗眼一樣。
Even though we know God loves us, we had a hard time trusting God in the panicky situations.
雖然知道神愛我哋，但係喺困難嘅時候，喺惶恐嘅時候，我哋好難去相信神。
We knew and often confessed God can protect us, but having a confidence takes a long time and many trials.
我哋知道神看顧我哋、愛我哋，但係係需要一個好長嘅時間，尤其是喺困難嘅時候去信任神。
Especially when we see the water coming down.
尤其是當我哋見到啲水就嚟流落嚟嘅時候，就好似洗頭水入眼一樣。
This kind of lack of trust or focus on unessential things or useless stubbornness often hurt us much.
有時呢啲唔信任或者係我哋嘅頑固，令到我哋更加受傷害。
In the other hand, we know we are not the only ones who suffer the pain.
喺另一方面嚟睇，唔單止我哋係受傷害。
Our lack of trust will also hurt our God.
我哋缺乏信任，亦都係傷害到神。
But we often think only how much it hurts us.
但有時我哋只係專注於我哋有幾咁受傷害。
Today's gospel lesson presents us two sandwich stories.
今日嘅福音嘅信息裏邊有一個。一個三文治式嘅一個故事嘅講述嘅方法。
As a typical tool of Mark's storytelling method, it begins with a story and then tells another story before completing the original account.
喺馬可福音裏面嘅特色就係佢首先講一個故事，跟住講第二個故事，到最後就係以第一個故事去結束。
By this arrangement, the two stories complement and comment on each other and tell a very important message.
在这种讲述的方法里面，是叫两个故事互相去互补，互相去注释，去传达一个很重要的信息。
For example, verses 20 to 21 start a story about concern of Jesus' family over his behavior.
例如在21到22節講到耶穌的家人是對耶穌的行為有好關注。
In the meantime, however, it describes the controversy that arose when certain scribes accused Jesus of being a sorcerer in the league with the demons.
第二個故事就講到文士覺得耶穌是靠著鬼王講偈，佢同鬼係有關嘅。
With this conflict, verses 31 to 35 returns to the family of Jesus and his reaction as defining who truly are their family.
跟住喺31到35節又講翻耶穌嘅家人嘅故事，然後耶穌去作一個注釋，究竟乜嘢係耶穌嘅家人呢？
In order to understand the message of these stories, it is important to identify who are involved in the stories.
首先，我哋要睇呢個故事嘅時候，我哋要睇下故事裏邊有咩角色。
I mean, reading the scripture, we need to identify ourselves into one group of people and another.
當我哋睇故事嘅時候，要將自己代入呢啲角色裏邊。
But rather not to identify yourself only with those who are always righteous and good in the story.
但係牧師勸告各位唔好將自己代入個故事裏邊好嘅角色或者一啲自意嘅角色裏邊。
I know and I understand that many of us want to and tend to identify ourselves with Jesus or the good people in the gospel stories.
好多時候我哋將自己代入啲耶穌嘅角色或者係一啲好人嘅角色裏邊。
But if we do that, you cannot get enough insight from it.
但如果我哋咁做嘅時候，就睇唔到故事裏邊更加大嘅圖畫。
It often makes you feel self-righteous or become judgmental to others beyond almost always missing the point of the story.
有時候咁做嘅時候，我哋就變得自以為是、自高自大，就去批判人哋，同埋咧甚至係睇唔到故事裏邊真正嘅意思。
Therefore, I am suggesting you that let's start from the person.Who is in very opposition to Jesus and to the righteous?
所以牧師建議我哋將自己代入一個同耶穌敵對嘅角色裏邊去睇呢個故事。
Then who are in today's story?
咁今日故事裏邊有啲咩人物咧
？There's family of Jesus.
有耶穌嘅家人。
They are so concerned about his unusual activities that they assume he is mad.
佢哋好擔心耶穌嘅行為、佢嘅行徑，甚至覺得佢係癲狂。
He should be taken home and brought back to his rightful senses.
他想拉住佢，带佢翻屋企，希望佢嘅头脑清醒翻。
It is so striking to see those closest to Jesus among those who do not understand Jesus.
我好意外见到呢啲同耶稣咁亲近嘅人系唔明白耶稣。
Furthermore, their actions, though probably well-intended, are actually in opposition to his proposed ministry.
雖然他們出於好意想拉住耶穌，但是他們的行為是與耶穌的事工是敵對的。
But here, can you see what their faults are?
你見不見到他們做錯什麼事呢？
Why they try to do it?
為什麼他們這樣做呢？
Well, in short, they want to take charge of him.
那簡單來說，就是想控制耶穌。
They have no awareness that he might be revealing to them the very will of God.Even for their own lives.
他们见不到耶稣可能是要显明神的旨意，甚至是显明他们神在他们生命的旨意。
They think that they are fine themselves as is.
他们觉得他自己都不错，都挺好啊。
It reminds especially to those who take comfort in close relationship with Jesus that our past associations and or church members cannot guarantee a proper performance in relations to God's will.
呢度提醒我哋唔好因为我哋过去同神嘅经历，我哋嘅作为一个会友嘅会籍，或者一啲同唔同人嘅关系，系叫我哋能够明白神嘅旨意。
In other words, we must always be ready to follow in startling new directions as the Holy Spirit leads us.
另一方面提醒我哋，我哋要随时去准备去跟随圣灵嘅呼召，同埋佢要我哋所经历嘅新嘅方向。
We must not assume that our past experiences and knowledge mean a correct understanding of God's will at this moment and here in this context.
我哋唔可以因为自己所假设嘅信仰，我哋所假设嘅理念，就以为神要我哋系咁样行走我哋依家嘅路，而系我哋要系立时去即时去跟随主耶稣。
There are also the scribes who showed both misunderstanding and hostile resistance to Jesus' ministry.
在这个故事里面也有文士去跟耶稣是敌对的，也是明白耶稣的要行神的旨意。
In fact, they were the ones especially well versed in the law.
其实他们是很熟悉律法的。
They are regarded as authority or at least qualified interpreters of scripture and thus God's will too.
他们是作为文士，他们是有权威去解释圣经。
Yet when confronted with the amazing works of Jesus Christ, they are unable to perceive the hands and will of God.
但当他们看到耶稣的神迹奇事的时候，他们就看不透究竟这个是神的手在做什么。
Instead, they concluded that Jesus was in alliance with Satan, even though they could not deny the reality of power of Jesus.
他们甚至说耶稣是与鬼王为伍，他们见不到神。就算他们是见到主耶稣那个大能大力，是那个权威。
Again, we are shocked and humbled by their response and behaviors.
我们真的见到这个故事的时候，我们都是很震惊、很惭愧。
Yes, they are good religious folks, those who have given a lifetime to study and providing religious leadership.
是啊，他们这些很虔诚的人，他们穷他一生的精力去研究他的旧约的圣经，但是他们还要是作为一个以色列民的带领者。
But they are proved to be incapable of the understanding of Jesus.
但他们没能力去明白耶稣。
Indeed, Jesus does not fit their set of religious expectations, so they declare that he is the enemy.
正因为他们耶稣不是他们所期望的弥赛亚，他们就说耶稣是他们的敌人。
From my experiences, I can also tell you that it is much easier to convert non-Christians than making self-willed, self-confident Christians to open their hearts.
对牧师的经验来讲，是他觉得传福音给一些未信主的人是容易过去将一些已经信主的人，一些自以为是的人，一些顽固的基督徒去改变他的心，打开他的心。
The point is, when we become at home in our religious assumptions, when we become convinced ourselves that we know who God is, what God is about in the world,we are already in danger of being incapable of the fresh perception of God's work and God's direction in our midst.
当我们以为我们自己明白神，我们已经知道神是哪一个，是什么的时候，我们就看不到神究竟在这个世界上的作为，我们陷入一个危机里面。
There is truth in saying, sick religion is worse than no religion at all.
有一个讲法就是一个生病的信仰还好过比一个没有信仰还更加惨。
Finally, Jesus clarified the total situation.
到最后耶稣是释清了厘清了这个整个情况是怎样。
Past experiences, associations, and memberships, and knowledge are not the basis of our relationship to God.
耶稣说我们过去的经历，我们的关系，我们的会籍，以及我们的知识不是我们和神的关系的基础。
Rather, we are aligned with God when we respond presently to God's work in here and now.
反而我们是和神的关系建基于我们要回应神他那个对我们的呼召和我们那个即时的关系。
In that sense, I agree with what Cardinal Newman once said. To live is to be changed, and to be perfect is to have changed open.
牧师记得在天主教枢机主教纽曼讲过，活着就是要改变，要达到完美，必须常被改变。
Of course, this is not a celebration of change for the sake of changes, but recognition of the process of development and growth.
当然，这个不是为着改变而改变，是因为我们要知道我们要进步、要长进、要成长。
And it's also true that it has been the way of God's dealing with people.And universe. The Bible clearly indicates that God's people should grow.
在圣经里面很清楚讲到神的子民是要成长。
So we come to church to be changed and to grow.
所以我们来到教会是希望去改变，去成长。
We participate in Bible studies and Sunday school to be changed.And to grow.
我们参与查经班，我们参与主日学，是希望去成长，去改变。
Some may argue that they come to church to confirm what they already believed.
有些人说来到教会去确认我所相信的。
In fact, we often confirm God's grace and love and care in the church.
当然，我们来到教会可以去确认神的爱，祂的对我们的关怀。
But we do not come to church only to confirm our past experience, associations, membership, and our knowledge of God.
但我们不是来到教会里面去确认我们的关系，我们过去的经历和我们的会籍。
Of course, I believe God's grace and love and care never change and can be confirmed anytime.
我们知道神的爱不会改变，我们可以去确认神的爱是随时可以去确认。
But this does not mean that we should not be changed or grow further.
但这不等于我们不能够不去改变和不去成长。
Rather, because of God's continual care and love, we can and should grow out of old fixed beliefs and prejudices.
反而正因为神不断的爱、不断的慈爱去看顾我们，我们要继续去成长，去突破我们旧有的思想和我们的顽固。
But courage to be changed is only possible when we trust God wholeheartedly.
要能够有勇气去改变，一定要完全去信靠神。
Without trust or faith, change would never be possible.
无信任、无信心，不可能有改变。
And without change, we will suffer again like children who do not trust their parents.
如果我们不改变，就好像一些不信任父母的小孩子一样。
Without trust, nobody can let go of what he or she firmly believes and secured for himself or herself.
如果我们不信任神，我们就不可以放下我们所相信的，我们以前固有的旧有的观念去长进去成长。
Did you hear the story about a farmer who journeyed to the northeast coast by himself?
有没有听过故事关于农夫他独自去到东北部去一个人去到东北部的地方？
And there, because the farmer had never seen the Atlantic Ocean and wanted to see it before he died, he took a walk along the high point of the land.
因为这个农夫从来都没见过大西洋太平洋大西洋 sorry. 因为这个农夫从来没去过大西洋，他就很希望他有生之年可以去到这个大西洋去看看。
And looked down at the crashing tide, huge breakers some hundreds feet below.
咁佢就望住去到呢個海岸嘅最高點，望住下邊幾百尺嘅海岸一路係擊打呢個岩石。
But unfortunately, he walked too close to the edge, and the ground under his feet gave away.
但係因為佢行得個岸邊太近，個崖邊太近，佢就跣腳啦。
Quickly he reached out and grabbed hold of some scruffy shrubbery.
好快佢咧就即刻咧就跌落去嘅時候就抓住一棵樹。
Now his whole body was suspended in space over the side of the precipice.
他整个身体就吊在悬崖那里。
But he could feel the shrubbery begin to loosen.
但他就见到这个树好像就来要冧下来了。
And he could see the ocean below smashing against rocks.
见到下面海岸击打，一路击打这个岸边。
With fear and trembling in his voice, he began to yell out.
他很害怕很害怕，把声就在打震，就在大声喊了。
Help!Help! Is there anybody up there that can help me?
救命啊！救命啊！上面有人可以帮我啊！
After several feverish attempts, he suddenly heard a deep voice from the heaven.
他喊了几次之后，他就是从天堂听到一个很深层的声音。
This is the Lord speaking.
我是上帝。
You've got to have faith.
你要有信心。
Do you trust me?
你信不信我啊？
The farmer responded, "Yes, Lord. What do you have in mind?"
个农夫就好急忙咁话：信啦、啊，信啦、啊，你点帮我啊
？Then the voice answered, "Then let go of the shrubbery with both your hands, and you will be safe."
咁上帝同佢讲：你将两手抓住呢个树枝嘅手放开，你就会安全啦。
I will take care of the rest of it.
我会帮你做其他嘅事情。
But the farmer thought for a moment.And began to shout.
但是这个农夫想了一阵之后，他就大嗌了。
I believe in you, Lord.
我相信你啊，上帝。
But is there anybody else up there who is willing to help?
但上面仲有没有其他人可以帮我呢？
The way of true discipleship is to see divine power and to discern the divine drama of redemption in our midst.
真的门徒，我们要真的去看见神的能力和去救赎的能力。
In the meantime, of course, we may suffer and seems to be wasted away in this finite humanity.
同时，当然我们可能会忍受苦难，或者是觉得我们的生命好像被耗尽一样。
But we Christians are called to see the divine beyond this limited human history.
但我作為基督徒就係呼召去見證呢個歷史，喺呢個有限歷史裏邊去見證神。
In today's epistles, Paul says he is willing to risk his all despite the reality of the adversary because he believes that God sustains him in his labor.
在今天的哥林多后书里面，保罗讲到他愿意去牺牲他一切的所有，因为就算是在困难里面，因为他相信神是加添他力量的那位。
If we believe we are the called of God, we need to live that way.
如果我们相信我们被神所呼召，我们要这样去生活。
We need to think like disciples.
我们要好像门徒这样去思想。
To speak like followers of Jesus Christ.
好像跟从基督的人这样去讲说话。
To share one another as brothers and sisters in Christ.
好像主内的弟兄姊妹一样去分享。
And to see and follow the vision God implanted in our heart.
还要跟从和去仰望神在我们心里面所栽种的那个意象。
There is a story about a minister who returned to visit a church he had once served.
那有个故事讲到一个牧师回去以前牧养的教会里面探访。
He ran into Bill who had been an elder and leader in the church.
他就撞到这个叫 Bill 的人，他呢以前呢就是教会的长老和领袖。
But who wasn't around anymore?
但这个 Bill 已经不在教会里面了。
The pastor asked,
那么牧师问他，
Bill, what happened? You used to be there every time the doors opened.
那他就问这个Bill， 他说， Bill 发生什么事呢？以前开亲教会的门都会见到你的。
Well, pastor, said Bill, a difference of opinions arose in the church.
他说这个Bill 就回答说，哎，牧师啊，我们教会里面呢，意见不对啊，那些人。
Some of us couldn't accept the final decision, and we established a church of our own.
有些人意见不啱，咁啊唔可以接受嗰个最后嗰个决定，咁到最后有啲人走咗，就自己设立咗另外一间教会。
Is that where you worship now? Asked the pastor.
咁你牧师话，咁你系咪依家喺嗰间教会度聚会啊
？No, answered Bill.
阿 Bill 话唔系啊，冇啊。
We found that there too, the people are not faithful, and small group us.Began meeting in a rented hall at night.
他說發現那些人裡面當中有些都不信實的，我們就去另外一個地方，租了地方去聚會。
Has that proven satisfactory? Asked the minister.
那牧師問他，那你是不是聚會得幾好啊，不錯啊？
No, I cannot say that it has.
那啊 Bill 就說，不是啊，都不是幾好啊。
Bill responded.
啊 Bill 說，
Satan was active even in the fellowship, so my wife and I withdrew.And began to worship on Sunday at home by ourselves.
他说撒旦都不放过我们啊，在搅扰这个这么小的团契啊，我和我太太离开了，我们在家自己聚会啊。
Then at last you have found inner peace?
那牧师就问这个Bill，他说，那你心里面有没有平安呢？
No, I'm afraid we have not.
那么Bill就说，我们都没有平安。
Even my wife began to develop idea I was not comfortable with, so now she worships in the northeast corner of the living room, and I am in the southwest.
咁我就算我同我太太意見都唔係好啱雅啊，咁啊，我哋依家各自聚會，佢就喺客廳嘅東北邊聚會，我就喺客廳嘅西南邊聚會。
Therefore, please don't focus only on what you have already or what new by yourself and for yourself.
所以我们不要专注于一些我们所有的经历，以往的经历，或者我们的认识的，对神的认识。
Especially in this season of Pentecost, I'd like to encourage you to have the courage to change yourself and open your heart and mind.
特别在这个圣灵降临节的时节，牧师是鼓励大家要有勇气去改变，为了你自己，打开你的心和你的心思意念。
Raise your head and see the coming age and the vision.
抬起头去望住将来神俾我哋嘅意象。
Rather than try to secure what you already have and God used to do，
而唔系揸紧我哋所有嘅，系神所我哋自己所认识嘅神。
True discipleship requires this practice of letting go。
真正嘅门徒系要学习点样去放手。
Letting go of what we have and what deserved for ourselves by works of spirit，
系放下我哋所有嘅。是保留给神，是靠住圣灵去作工。
Only after then you can see the bigger vision and have the confidence in God.
唯有放下，让圣灵去作工，我们才可以是有信心在神里面去见到更大的异象。
God, the true faith and total trust.
就是那个真的信心，真的完全的信靠。
Amen.
阿们。
Let's pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Blessed are the poor in the spirit, for there is kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。